Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here in the final hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles inventory at the Sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dolphins got another day of camp in the books. Pads go on tomorrow. Marlins, they will be back at it tomorrow, taking on the... Well, the back out tonight, excuse me, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. They took two out of three from the Brewers. They lose yesterday, in spite of Adalberto Hernandez's second home run in as many games. But they gave up a couple runs in the eighth, and then a final one in the ninth. Fish dropped the series finale, but they are playing a lot better, just four games under 500 as they continue this NL Central road trip. So we got that going on right now. Some NFL, some NBA fodder. Chicago Bulls. They might release heat killer extraordinaire Nikola Vucevic if they can't find a trade partner for him. Would that take?
Well, wait. Why would you announce that?
They're not announcing
and
it.
And then it's think you're going to find a trade partner. Why would anybody trade for
it? It's not announcing it. It's just reported. Like, the you know, just as like, does anybody want to?
Well, even if it's reported, I'm going to say, hey, if you could trade him for a Snickers, would you? No. He's going to be free in a minute.
Would Nikola Vucevic tickle your fancy, Leroy? In a backup big spot.
Backup big. We already got three guys. Depending on what Vlad is doing.
Hey.
Oh, Vlad Golden.
Vlad Golden. Yeah.
There's only one Vlad in this.
Vlad would like him referred to as Vladislav.
Sometimes he looks extremely clumsy.
Yep.
So...
Well, he's on a two-way. They do have a roster spot open. You know, we'll see. I think if they were going to go and use his roster spot on somebody else, I feel like backup big is the way to go. I just don't know if Vucevic wants to come here without a carved-out role, because I am with you. I feel like it's going to go one of two ways. Like, either Jovic or Ware is starting with one of them being the backup, probably with some Bam staggered minutes, maybe a little Vlad Golden in there. But, you know... He has been a long-time Heat killer, that's for sure. So he's out there.
It never works out that way, though, right?
Wayne Ellington killed
the Heat killer here.
Wayne Ellington was a great Heat killer who then turned into a really good Heat player.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get that from Simone Fontecchio.
Is that the man with the golden arm?
That was that Wayne Ellington was the man with the golden arm. Yes, he was. He was the man with the golden arm.
All right. Gotcha.
So... Conor McGregor's pub was set on fire by an arsonist.
There's a shocker.
that was a shocker. I was not prepared for that. I was like, oh, okay. Wasn't expecting that. But back into the Dolphins here. Minkah Fitzpatrick, he revised his deal to get more guaranteed money this season. Gives the Dolphins $11 million more in cap space. No more guaranteed after this year, but I think it was a spot where the Miami Dolphins got him in a happier place, it seems like. But he did speak to the media today for the first time as a member of the Miami Dolphins and gave a statement, Leroy. He started no questions first. He had a statement on joining the Miami Dolphins, and here's what Minka Fitzpatrick had to say on that.
Before we start asking questions, I want to make a statement real quick. I know I haven't addressed the media or posted on social media. One, I'm not a big social media guy. You ain't going to see me on there, period, point blank. Two, in no way, shape, or form was that an expression of frustration about coming back to Miami. Three, I want to thank the city of Pittsburgh, the fans of Pittsburgh. You guys treated me very well. I enjoyed my time there. I played with some great teammates. I was very unfortunate the way things ended, but, it's a part of the business. And I'm extremely, extremely excited to be a Miami Dolphin. Again, my silence was not a reflection of how I felt about this team or this organization. I've been here in the building for about a week now, and I'm extremely excited about this season. I think we have a very, very high ceiling. We have a lot of young, hungry, passionate guys, combined with a lot of guys who played a lot of game and have a lot of accolades. So this is an organization that I'm extremely proud to be a part of. And again, my silence was nothing to do with my feelings towards the Dolphins organization. With that being said, I'm not going to take any questions about how the transaction went down. I'm not going to take any questions about Pittsburgh or previous coaches or anything like that. I would like to respectfully talk about this current situation, this team, my players, my coaches, and I would appreciate if you would all respect those wishes.
There you go. Minka Fitzpatrick addressing the media this morning.
Perfect. Perfect. He put it all out there, and I don't blame him. There's really no need to talk about coaches 4 or 5 years ago, right? It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is an old situation. I don't really even know, like what is anybody?
Somebody would ask about it. Somebody would ask.
Somebody is gonna ask. I mean, somebody would ask about it if you don't put it out there.
Right, and it's a shame that you got to do that with grown ass men and women. That you have to make that statement. Otherwise, that's the whole conversation would be about what happened the last time you were here.
He was asked also today, do you want to be here long term? He said, definitely. Really liking the energy and the direction it is going. I think the culture in the locker room is one that wants to win and win now, but it's also something that I want to earn. I know it was reported that I want a new contract, but I just wanted to know that I was going to be here for more than a season, and I got that. Now that I'm going to go out there, play all pro level, happy to and hopefully earn the respect of my teammates and organization to have a long-term contract.
Cool.
Bink.
I like the way you said, hey, don't read into the fact that I'm not a talker.
Or on social media. Yeah, that he's not a social media
guy. Or on social media mean that I have a problem with something. That was...
Or also, it may not have been a problem, but if he's saying, he was hurt by leaving Pittsburgh, and he didn't want to post anything that was construed in the wrong way, especially if they were trying to work some things out. If Drew Rosenhaus was trying to work some things out, you know, because one wrong social media post could maybe we've seen with Tyreek Hill how busy his Twitter fingers can be, or the subtweeting by Jalen Ramsey. Like maybe you just wanted to say no news is good news, just say nothing and then get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a kid. I mean, he's a mature guy.
Right.
So that's probably why it's out there the way that it is. So one thing we know, Jennifer, about Leroy Horde is he hates Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
he hates Aaron Rodgers.
He hates him. But don't worry, Leroy, because you're not alone. For Terry Bradshaw, we also know, hates Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I know. Wait. Hey, now that's hate.
He hates
what
Aaron
I have for Aaron Rodgers is not hate.
But don't worry.
Terry Bradshaw? Yeah.
Well, don't worry, because Aaron Rodgers was on NFL Network this weekend, and he was asked about Terry Bradshaw's comments over the summer. And you got this, Vlad. Aaron Rodgers, in his very Aaron Rodgers way, has let it be known that he's ready to mend fences with Terry Bradshaw. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
Says Rodgers to the Steelers. I wrote it down because I want to get it right. It's a joke. Stay in California, chew on bark, and whisper to the gods.
Well, I whisper to the gods every single day.
Damn right.
I've known Terry for a long time, okay. being a part of Fox. Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me. And so he's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done, the documentary, what I've said, mm-hmm. Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk about.
Shame
I'd
on
like
him.
I get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, that we'd have a good friendship. Because for me, I have nothing but the utmost amount of respect and deference for what the greats have done. Because they laid the foundation for us to be able to play in this great game, to be paid like kings, and to carry on the tradition of excellence that guys like the Bradshaws of the world in the 70s and Bart Starr in the 60s and Lombardi and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Troy Aikman and mm-hmm. Brett Favre and all the greats that have been over, Tom Brady, you know, we're standing on the backs of those guys, and it's because of how they played and how they carried themselves that we're able to have this opportunity to still play this great game, to get paid really well, to set ourselves up for our future. So I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level if he's open to it, and maybe we can go chew some bark or whatever the hell he's talking about together.
Bradshaw says,
wow. You know what?
That was a great answer.
Leroy blipped out his ear. Go ahead, Leroy.
I said, so here's the deal.
Hmm?
He pointed out all the reasons why people would have a problem with him. And he understands that. But then you can't turn around and say, but Terry doesn't know me. The fact of the matter is that some of those actions and some of those things you've done, Terry Bradshaw has washed his hands of and say, I don't want to know this guy.
So wait a minute, Leroy. Right? So hold on, Leroy.
What's up?
If nobody ever knew you and all they heard is you fat shaming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every time they hear you just fat shaming, always talking about people's yeah. size.
And they
and
call me.
Like
and yeah.
Right. And then somebody says, Leroy doesn't care about, Leroy just likes to rip fat people and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you know, but we know you, Leroy. We just know that's how you, where right. you're from, where your background is yeah. in Louisiana. That's how you guys would riff on each other. But if he got to know you, if we got to know you, we would understand. Leroy is very, very nice, very cordial. He loves everyone. He likes to feed people. So the same people that he wants, he's making fun of, is the same people he's going to feed.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a right description of that?
And if you know me well enough, Vlad, you know this. I only care what the people that I'm closest to think about me.
Yeah. And also, don't let him off the hook because he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Of course he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Nice try.
I was waiting for that.
But Vlad, I'm comfortable with who I am, and the people closest to me know who I am, and I can live with that. Everybody don't have to like
and
me,
I think
and
that's
I'm good with that.
And that's the same thing with Aaron. Aaron's cool with the people that
I understand that, but guess what? I would never do anything to the people that are closest to me, right? I always make sure they know who I am.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
When we talk about Aaron Rodgers, right? All the people that he's played with, all the people that he's been around, right? The only person that I could think of that a ride or die with Aaron Rodgers is the wide receiver.
Which one? Randall Cobb?
No, Randall Cobb, two.
James Jones?
Randall Cobb.
He's got a bunch of receivers.
Yeah,
he's got a bunch of receivers.
David Bakhtiari and Charles Woodson.
I don't think they're cool anymore. I think they did have a falling out.
Who?
Bakhtiari.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
He's
I'm
still good. He's always going to be good with Randall Cobb.
Devontae.
Jordy Nelson.
Devontae.
Devontae Adams. Those are the three.
Right. But you see what I'm saying? So, oh, no. Put that back.
He did. He signed with the Raiders over the weekend.
Was it Raiders or the Niners? I thought he signed with the Niners.
Oh, well, so, it might be the Niners. I thought
he
was
the Niners.
So, and And here's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers acknowledged why people don't like him or why people would have a problem with him. And it's justified.
Yeah.
Well, I think also what he did was, like, if you want to know if a guy got practice to be a vice presidential candidate, that was very political. Because here's the thing.
Right. When he was just trying to make
you're
good,
talking about
be nice to Pittsburgh.
It's Steelers royalty. Like, it would right. be it would be like if Aaron Rodgers came to the Dolphins and Dan Marino came out and he was like, hippie boy, I don't want him here. And then he has to be like, you know, Dan, I mean, he stood on the, this is the greatest guy. I admired him. And he doesn't, you know, I would love to get to know him. Like, you're not going to win in that scenario if you're Aaron Rodgers. Until
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers
Correct.
Goes and wins with the Steelers, you better treat Terry Bradshaw with respect.
And again, a lot of the things that people have a problem with Aaron Rodgers with isn't because they know him personally or don't know him personally. It's the antics, right? And so when you've been a member of a team and it's a team thing, right? Some of the things that he does is almost like anti-team. Like, I am this guy. I am who everybody wants. And you are just a part of it. And I think that's the part that...
Well, yeah, and that kind of goes to the when he has his guys, right? Like, one of the things with going to the Jets that was probably, I think, imagining probably annoying to like somebody like Garrett Wilson, who's up and coming. He's like, oh, you really need to have Devontae Adams? You have to? You just got to have your guys at all times. Like, you can't be friends with any new receivers?
Right, but so that's...
And we don't get upset with
that's
LeBron?
That's the issue that a lot of people have. Also,
people do get upset with LeBron, though.
Yeah.
People just, do. Like, his teammates do get annoyed with
but
that.
But I'm just saying.
But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, though. Like, you know, if you have LeBron on your team, you got a chance to win.
And
that ain't going to never change, whether you like LeBron or not. Whether you like him or not. Whether you can't stand his antics. With everything. And what I would say with Aaron Rodgers is, it's been 14 years since you won a Super Bowl. And in fact, you have lost with teams that were a lot better than the teams you played on the last 3 or 4 years. And we have all looked at you. And so when you put all that together and then add the antics, you're like, if you're Terry Bradshaw, you're like, wait a minute, I got 4 championships, right? This guy has won. Why are we bending the knee to him everywhere we go or everywhere he goes? Like, he is going to be, you know, the savior when he wasn't even the savior when they built a whole team around him. That's it. And that's it. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It doesn't mean he's not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. That, like, the two things that I'm talking about are two different things. He has had a career that undoubtedly makes him a Hall of Famer. Not even questioning that. Okay? But if I told you, can Aaron Rodgers be your savior at this point in his career with what he's done the last 5 years? Right? Like, yeah, that's the issue. We're making exceptions. We're doing this. Oh, we're going to be on his clock. We're going to do all this. And what did it bring you? What does it get you?
It didn't bring you anything this last time around. I mean, I guess, like, look, you could give the benefit of the doubt being like, hey, he tore his Achilles the first year. Like, and you're coming back from that.
Yeah.
So we never really
he's
know.
He's also over 40.
He is over 40. Yeah, he's old as hell. So
this
is probably going to be like, if there is going to be a last ride of him proving to be anything, and the Steelers, unlike what they've typically done, are going all in with spending and bringing guys in and putting things around him.
But it's the other guys. They're not paying Aaron Rodgers a boatload of money.
They're not. But I mean, if that's what's giving them the ability to do that is that he didn't tell anybody to do it.
And I understand all that, but I'm just pointing out, like when people say to me, you don't like Aaron Rodgers, that's not true at all.
It's 100% true. It's
like, dude, you don't like.
I don't like
ridiculous thing.
I don't like. But
you know why we don't like Aaron Rodgers?
Based on what I said, do I have reason?
Be like me being
based on what I just told you.
Okay, so wait, do you not like him or do you like him? You just said I have reasons not to like him. Here. Just admit it. I am totally fine with you not liking him, but you can't say, I don't dislike it. No, no, hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you speak in a second. But listen, you have just said here in 10 minutes, Leroy, that am I not right in not liking him? And then on the front end saying, I don't not like Aaron Rodgers. And then saying, like, but I'm right. No. It's like, what? No. Pick.
But I with the reason I gave.
Let me try to be. Me? Let me try to clarify this a little.
I don't want you to clarify it. I want you to embrace it.
I don't.
Just embrace it.
I really want you to admit it.
And in all honesty, I really don't hate Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Leroy, like, if you ask me, do you not like Eli Apple? No, I don't.
You don't like Aaron Rodgers. It's okay.
But it's okay. But how I feel about Eli Apple is not what I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
You could guess what?
I think his antics.
There's a different level of there's a different level of dislike.
It would be like this is what you're doing. This is exactly what you're doing. Be like, I don't dislike Paul Pierce. I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy.
No.
Let me finish. I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. Like, I have no hate in my heart for Paul Pierce. Now, am I completely right that he's an overrated ball hog who only was good that 1 year when Kevin Garnett got there? Yeah, I mean, that's just the facts. I mean, I don't dislike Paul Pierce, even though he maybe pooped his pants during an NBA Finals moment and overacted and had a wheelchair taken out. But I don't dislike Paul Pierce and the fact that it's a joke that he thinks he's anywhere in the same zip code as D. Wade. Because I don't know Paul Pierce. I don't have anything against Paul Pierce. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He was a very accomplished basketball player. So there's nothing against Paul Pierce, even though he went out, sadly, as a Washington Wizard with nobody giving a rat's ass and he wanted to be treated like Kobe Bryant.
You ain't going
to
get that Kobe tour.
I don't dislike Paul Pierce at all. Like, that's what you sound
like. I love
like.
You I like just, Kobe.
Like, that's what you sound like.
Like, I don't know how else to put it, but if I don't like somebody, I will tell you.
But that's right? I
literally don't. It's not that I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's had an illustrious career. Like I said, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I respect that. However, all of his antics in a team sport, putting the team on hold and all these things are qualities that are unlikable. Even though he's had a great career.
No, Leroy.
No.
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 No. You don't get to say you have qualities that are awesome.
Can I say that?
Wait.
Let me ask you a question. If you don't like something that somebody does that mean that you
don't like them? Yeah, that's exactly what that means.
I don't like Tyreek Hill either?
I don't know.
Because what he did.
You don't like something. No.
Wait, you know what?
No.
What?
You cannot like an act somebody did.
But that's not what you're saying about Aaron Rodgers.
It's not what you're saying. You said Aaron Rodgers has unlikable qualities, which is what makes you a person.
No. All right. Here.
I just don't understand why you want to fight it.
Hold on. All right. I'm not fighting it. I'm telling you how it's not that I don't like Aaron Rodgers. You guys started this because I said one bad thing about Aaron Rodgers. You've literally said everything bad about Aaron Rodgers. But you cannot like
Leroy, it's literally
some of the things that somebody does and say, it's not that I hate him, I don't hate
him. Dude, you've been boxing in. You know why? All right. I'm going to tell you why.
Never mind.
You know how Leroy defends Tua to the highest degree? Anytime, even if there's a mess up or something, he always says, well, it's not necessarily the quarterback's fault. It's not. You make excuses for Tua. You know why?
You like Tua.
You like everything about him. But with Aaron Rodgers, if he slips up, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question, though, Vlad. Did I do this or did he do it? Am I making up stuff that he's done?
Okay.
Am I making anything up?
You're not making anything up.
No, you're not making anything up. So you don't like him.
But you don't like him.
So then just say it. Stop fighting yourself.
The strange
you're
thing.
You're fighting yourself like the blue beard. Okay. Stop. It'd be nice just to say, listen, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a hell of a player. But personally, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. And guess what? Nobody's going to bother you.
But when
you do that all the time, you're boxing yourself in. You're like Austin Powers in the golf court.
I don't even want him saying I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I want him to say I hate Aaron Rodgers, because that's what happens. Is he hates Aaron Rodgers.
He doesn't have to say
hates Aaron Rodgers.
Hates a little too passionate.
No, he does. He does, though.
Don't do what I'm saying.
He hates.
Vlad.
He hates. Like.
You see, Vlad, that is my point. It's either one extreme or the other.
It's not extreme. I have many extreme. Radio shows to prove.
You hate somebody.
You hate him.
We got like at least two seasons. We got two seasons of
your list.
Audio.
This is Leroy's list. Okay, this is the list. Bad customer service. Comcast.
Fat mannequins.
Ohio State.
Aaron Rodgers.
Don't forget Eli Apple.
Eli Apple.
Wait,
but he's in Ohio State.
Eli Apple falls in all of them. Somehow Eli Apple falls in all those four categories.
Well, potato pie might be the most angry I've ever heard him.
Oh my goodness. I almost lost a family member over that potato pie.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. A couple of things that have broken during the show here. Adam Schefter. Given a passing along, Deion Sanders has had a press conference today with his medical team, Leroy, and they announced today that he had a bladder tumor removed, but he is now cured from cancer. So I guess he had a tumor on his bladder. He had bladder cancer, had surgery, and now is, I guess, going to be good to go. I don't know on things in recovery, but that's something that is going on at this hour. Deion Sanders,
I thought it was going to be somebody's foot. That's something totally different.
Yeah. He's been dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been dealing with a lot. But he says that he is cured, which is great news. That is, you know, it's not always when you have cancer, you got to go through post treatment. A lot of times doctors will tell you, treatment will be part of the, maybe if they're worried about risk of it coming back, that's why people will get treatment on top of having surgery. So that's good news. This happened with Dwayne Wade, when he had surgery, that he only had to get surgery, didn't have to get any post treatment after that. He says that Randy Moss has been calling him every day since he told him to support him. So hope and Prime has a great recovery, because get back to feeling normal after surgery.
Sports needs characters like Deion.
Yep.
Right?
Then another thing from Adam Schefter. He was on the Pat McAfee show. We talked about this Christian Wilkins thing that's going on. And this was what was said. From speaking to people inside the Raiders locker room, they say that Christian Wilkins playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head. The player took offense of it, and that's why everybody has been dancing around. That's what everybody has been dancing around. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, he has weighed in on this Adam Schefter revelation that it was just a kiss on the head. And Mike Florio says on Twitter, that is definitely not the story that has been making the rounds. So that's that for right now.
Hmm. Well, like I said, I posted a question on the private chat.
Which we're not going to.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But it leads into it.
I mean, because he tried to do that. Some guys are just too damn playful. Right.
I do think he plays too much. I think that's possible. I think he plays too much.
You said it exactly the way it was supposed to be said. Sometimes guys play too. They're too damn playful. Yes.
Right. No. Like. Listen. You hear some of the stuff he did during a game? He might just be playing. Everybody else taking offense to it.
Also terrifying if they play too much and they're a giant.
But that's true.
Right.
It's a giant.
I missed that soundbite.
We mess around with wide receivers, DBs, linebackers, but you don't mess with offensive and defensive linemen. They play too much, and they strong as hell. And you the one that's always going to end up getting hurt playing games with those big dudes. Just let them be. Let them play with each other. Y'all want to play wrestling games and hitting games and all that. I'm out of that. I'm too little for that.
Well, those are the updates from this hour. We'll take a break. We'll close things out on the other side. Little all right. Oh, no. To finish out on Monday. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Going to get to a little All Right on No to close things out here. Before that, a couple more things to let you know about. First, if you want to see Zach Brown at the Sphere in Las Vegas, we got a way to win your way there, everybody. All you got to do to win your way in is listen to the Odyssey app for 1 hour, and you're entered to win. You log on to the Odyssey app, you listen to it for an hour, and you're entered. You can do it every single day. Get another entry in there, more chances. And you can win a round trip with airfare to Las Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's odyssey.com/ZAC. Odyssey.com/ZAC. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group for that. And also, we got our own little local country show coming here. It's called Stars and Strings, you rascals. And if you guys want to win your way there to see Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. What?
Zach Top.
He's real. That's a real guy. That's a real guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real guy.
Got me. Got me.
He hasn't done it today.
I didn't do it today. I didn't do fake right, country star today. All right,
all right. I've been looking out for it, but nothing.
All right. Rockville. If you guys want to go, text the word stars to 20357. Stars to 20357. And you win your way in, everybody. That is how you do it.
Stars is plural.
Stars, J-Fig. Stars. STARS. Anyway, my all right, mentioned this at the early goings of the show, but if you missed it, my all right goes to our guy, the X-Man, Xander Zayas, world champion, beating Jorge Garcia this weekend to win the super welterweight title, Bad Bunny. He was watching him with Felix Tito Trinidad, and he is now world champion, the youngest reigning current world champion at 22 years old. As we're a couple months prior to his 23rd birthday, but he got it done. Proud of him. Excited to see what he does in this super welterweight division that's full of a lot of fun matchups. I think the Fundora fight makes a ton of sense next. I know some people on the chat were skeptical that Xander could get that done. I think you're nuts. I think that Xander Zayas is going to be a big-time problem for Fundora. Fundora's had a lot of fights where he's, you know, gotten into firefights, and lucky that he's come out the other side. This Tim Tszyu fight, it looked like it was going his other way. Tim Tszyu was just like, I don't want any more. I think Xander's going to be a lot of trouble for him. And he's only 22, going to be 23. This dude ain't even close to his prime yet.
Prime.
Anyway.
Could you imagine this being too soon?
Nope.
Okay. Because you know what I mean. Because, like, listen, I mean, Floyd fought what's his name when he was younger, like really, really, really young, and he lost, and Floyd beat
Canelo. Yeah,
Floyd beat Canelo.
Yeah,
right, when he was really, really young, to the point where Floyd wouldn't fight him again.
My oh no goes to Gabe Vincent. What's he doing?
I was just getting that photo.
This man has lost big time aura points because, I don't know, Gabe Vincent has shaved the goatee. And look, Gabe Vincent, as we all know, handsome, good looking fella. However, he had a look. And
Destroyed.
Kind of reminds me when Jaime cut his hair and mustache last year in the summer just because he got bored. I'm like, what are you doing? Jaime, your thing is the hair and mustache. You don't just get rid of it. And Gabe Vincent comes out here, no goatee.
The essence. It's gone.
I don't know.
This is what happens when you go to L.A., okay?
Somebody's got to
discover the brain.
Wait. I'm sorry. One fake city can call out another fake city.
What do you mean, dude?
Are you calling me fake?
I'm calling one fake city can't call out another fake city. Like that would LA. That would be like LA clowning Miami over like Dr. Miami doing something to a person. No, you can't do that. You both have the same similar traits.
No.
You're all about looks. You're all about chic. You're all about, yeah. So the man cut his goatee. Big deal. Don't blame LA. Just blame himself.
I don't like it.
Blaming LA.
Trying to blame LA.
Can Max Strus have a talk with him? Because if we're going to talk cities, I mean, Max Strus went to Cleveland and looked like more of a bleep hole. Because Cleveland's normally just like, hey, show up to work in your sweats. And Max Strus went there and is like, look at my hair. You know Max Strus is flicking that hair everywhere he goes.
He's a flicker.
What do you got, Leroy, for your all right and oh no?
So my all right is going to go to full padded practices.
Dude.
Wait, all this talking that we've been talking about, all these things that we've been saying is going to happen. Well, when you get your first day in pads, you find out who's the real tough guys and who's not.
Not tough. Right? That's not tough.
So I can't wait. It is, you know, this is where you're going to hear a lot of stuff now, and it's all going to be centered around who got manhandled, who got pushed around, who this, who that. Okay, so we'll find out, right? And you don't even have to tackle. You know who tough and who not.
That's tough.
Even just button up. My own note, I'm still caught up on this this Christian Wilkins thing, right? Like, they've come up with 5 different stories as to why these people tried to take his money. And it's all centered around one team.
The Raiders.
Right? That's all you need to know. I hope his foot is okay, because I told you it's not, you know, a lot of times you hear, oh, foot surgery. It's not that simple all the time, because there's a lot of stuff going on in your foot depending on where it is in your foot. So I hope that he's okay. I hope that he can play soon, because we really enjoyed his energy. And then I would like to say, for the Chiefs,
dude. Absolutely. Pretty crazy.
Oh, no.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no here on a Monday?
Well, my all right goes to Coldplay, because if I go to a concert and don't really know much songs, not really much of a big fan, and I somehow come out a fan, that's a win.
They did a good job. They won you over.
They
won you over.
It was sensory overload in the best possible way. There were so many things going on at the same time, and it just felt like a movie. It was really good. And I've gone to a lot of concerts.
Wow.
That was possibly
They put it together pretty good. Yeah.
So who was the celebrities they showed when you were there, if they didn't show the Panthers or Messi?
You know what? It is so unfortunate, and that can be my oh no. The one day that I actually choose to go to a Coldplay concert is the day that there is no celebrities.
Nobody was there?
That I saw, yeah.
Oh, there were celebrities. It was just not celebrities to Jay Fick.
Oh, okay.
There were celebrities.
When I saw the Panthers the next day there, that was so upsetting.
I feel like it's interesting. Everybody comes down here. They're all doing 2 shows. Like they're crushing it like that, huh? At that Hard Rock Stadium. I feel like everybody comes down here. They're doing a Saturday, Sunday. Nobody's or a Friday, Saturday. Nobody's just doing the one show and out.
It's a very right? Show.
I think I know this concert didn't start here, but most concerts start in Florida.
Yeah, they start or end here.
They start or end here, and if they sell out the tickets very quickly, then they just add another day immediately.
Vlad, what's your all right and oh no?
That's the only words I know.
Am I all right?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge not going on the IL. He's just, you know, just they're just going to put him, just need some rest.
Is he
going
to be available DH-ing against the Fish?
He'll be available to DH. I don't know when his IL stint is retroactive, so I don't know if it was like a little bit before last week.
Okay.
But I think he has to miss 10 days. I think that's the minimum. So he might be available for this series, but probably not. But it's not as serious. So that's why that's my all right. My oh no, Officer Moran. Right. That damn Officer Moran. It's the, you know, watch out, guys, when you're leaving. Well, not you guys, but Tobin, when you're leaving, you know, it's the end of the month and those bums got to get their quota.
Oh,
up.
Man, you got around here?
I got yesterday a block away from the right there.
I've gotten there too.
87th Street, bro.
What'd they do? They lie about you running a red light?
Yeah. No, they said, oh, I was using speed. This is why I know the guy doesn't do anything. Usually you're supposed to check the insurance. You're supposed to do all of that, right? Just give me the license. Got the license, wrote it, and then just gave me, and then threw the license, and then threw my license, which went under
he
my car
threw
seat.
It?
Yeah. That's he was a bum.
Unnecessary.
Bum. I got his name. We give talked him about guns. Him yesterday.
You got the bums?
Yeah, we got the bums.
It's also kind of hard to speed around there when there's so many people walking in the streets.
And there's on the back street, I go down 2nd Avenue or North Miami, the one over. It was a lot of construction for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty cleared out now. But, like, yeah. I got there one time. They're like, you ran a red light. I'm like, the one that was 4 blocks ago? I don't think that I did. Where
and
did
I
you
had
see
a
that?
Donut and I had a, you know, a spear. I was like, there's no way I'm going 50 on a spear. I can't go that fast.
He's like, officer, I can't. This like, thing will be having sparks on the ground if that happens.
You know.
Bum.
Fire the bum guns.
You can't even do nothing, though, because arguing don't make it no better.
Nope. Nah, it don't.
Yeah.
It don't. But, you know, just clowning them on radio, that's my get back.
They just want to get you, oh, yeah, just like take it up. Yeah.
Everybody gets the, and it was funny. It was like everybody from the station got a ticket from this guy at one time or another. He's the guy.
Yeah, I think the guy you said, I think that's the guy that I've gotten too.
Yeah.
But that was like a year ago, but it was like, what are you talking about?
Wow. Dude, and he does it all the time. It's like we always, it's to the point people already know.
Yep. Like, hey, we're
wouldn't
talk.
Be the first coworker they've gotten for
no.
sure.
No, definitely not.
They got Joe Rose. He got Joe Rose.
He got the big dog.
He got the big dog.
Wow. Sheesh. That's something. Well,
you know what was funny that I also forgot to mention real quick?
What's that?
While you're walking towards the concert, towards the gates, there are security guards telling you, make sure that you are with your significant other and not
a son. Hey, thumbs up, thumbs down, Happy Gilmore.
I really liked it.
I think mostly.
I like both of them.
I think mostly thumbs up. I think.
It was too much. It was too, like, there were so many cameos and so many, like, moments that the story got lost.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a story. It was just a whole bunch. You know,
it
you're
was
gonna
just
have
a bunch of nostalgia.
You're going to have a crooked eye dude.
Yep.
You're going to have a guy riding on something saying you can do it. You're going to have all the same guys.
I haven't watched it yet. I just got, do they honor Carl Weathers?
Chubbs.
Yeah. Do they honor him?
Yeah.
Okay,
Chubbs
that's all. That's all right.
It.
All right, cool.
Chubbs is in it. So is Julie Bowen. Old Julie Bowen and new Julie Bowen.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I like both Julie Bowens.
Yep. Yeah.
Shooter McGavin's in it, obviously.
Shooter McGavin.
Love Shooter.
Yeah.
I think it was mostly
you know,
a
I think
thumbs
the
up.
Funniest part, though, and this is where it kind of gets lost in all of the, that if you are not a golf fan, you're not going to enjoy some of the comical moments from the golfers, because if you know how golfers are, like stoic, very
right.
professional all the time, you're not gonna get like you're gonna see such a departure.
I think
how they act on a daily basis, that kind of makes it funny and gives them personality. I think it did a lot for the PGA Tour, believe it or not. A
from
lot.
Stories you've also spoken about on radio, I felt like I was also in the jokes.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was nice. And the whole jail scene, that was great.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler.
Stole the
Scottie
show.
Scheffler is going to win a boatload of people over. He's going to win a ton of people over making light of a situation that it just looked like he was going to cry.
I definitely think there were times when I was watching Happy Go when I was like, is this the worst movie I've ever seen? But then it always brought me back because I was like, I was like, it kept, I was like saying it was kind of like a crafty lefty that was – it got some runners on base. It was in some tough jams, but they always got out of it.
A junk baller. No heat.
Tim Wakefield? Right. It was like Tim Wakefield?
Yeah, it was just like – I was like, oh, are we going too far off the rails? And then it brought me back. It brought me back, you know? But, you know, I liked it. My son liked it. My son was looking forward to it because I showed him the original Happy Gilmore, and he was excited. So, no, overall thumbs up.
And Benito did a really good job, I think.
Oh, look, big weekend for Bad Bunny. You know, Puerto Rico is the world champion.
By the way.
And he's the star of a movie.
The golf course I play?
Yeah.
Right? There's a black bunny on one of the holes that's in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I play that hole, I go back there and I go, hey, it's Black Bunny. Like, everybody's like, what are you talking about? Like,
man. That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.